O Son of Man. Rejoice in the gladness of thine heart, that thou mayest be worthy to meet me, and to mirror forth my beauty. O Son of Man. Rejoice in the gladness of thine heart, that thou mayest be worthy to meet me, and to mirror forth my beauty.
O Son of Man, divest not thyself of my bodious robe, and forfeit not thy portion from my wondrous fountain, lest thou shouldst thirst for vermore. O Son of Man, divest not thyself of my bodious robe, and forfeit not thy portion from my wondrous fountain, lest thou shouldst thirst for vermore. O Son of Being, walk in my statutes for love of me, and deny thyself that which thou desirest, if thou seekest my pleasure. O Son of Being, walk in my statutes for love of me, and deny thyself that which thou desirest, if thou seekest my pleasure. O Son of Man, neglect not my commandments, if thou lovest my beauty, and forget not my counsels, if thou wouldst attain my good pleasure. O Son of Man, neglect not my commandments, if thou lovest my beauty, and forget not my counsels, if thou wouldst attain my good pleasure.
O Son of Man, wert thou to speed through the immensity of space, and traverse the expanse of heaven, yet thou wouldst find no rest save in submission to our command and humbleness before our face. O Son of Man, wert thou to speed through the immensity of space, and traverse the expanse of heaven, yet thou wouldst find no rest save in submission to our command and humbleness before our face. O Son of Man, magnify my cause, that I may reveal unto thee the mysteries of my greatness and shine upon thee with the light of eternity. O Son of Man, magnify my cause, that I may reveal unto thee the mysteries of my greatness and shine upon thee with the light of eternity. O Son of Man, humble thyself before me, that I may graciously visit thee. Arise for the triumph of my cause, that while yet on earth thou mayst obtain the victory. O Son of Man, humble thyself before me, that I may graciously visit thee. Arise for the triumph of my cause, that while yet on earth thou mayst obtain the victory. Thank you.
O Son of Being. Make mention of me on my earth, that in my heaven I may remember thee, thus shall mine eyes, and thine be solaced. O Son of Being, make mention of me on my earth, that in my heaven I may remember thee, thus shall mine eyes, and thine be solaced. O Son of the Throne, thy hearing is my hearing, hear thou therewith. Thy sight is my sight, do thou see therewith, that in thine inmost soul thou mayest testify unto my exalted sanctity, and I within myself may bear witness unto an exalted station for thee. O Son of the Throne, thy hearing is my hearing, hear thou therewith. Thy sight is my sight, do thou see therewith, that in thine inmost soul thou mayest testify unto my exalted sanctity, and I within myself may bear witness unto an exalted station for thee. O Son of Being, seek a martyr's death in my path, content with my pleasure and thankful for that which I ordain, that thou mayest repose with me beneath the canopy of majesty behind the tabernacle of glory. O Son of Being, seek a martyr's death in my path, content with my pleasure and thankful for that which I ordain, that thou mayest repose with me beneath the canopy of majesty behind the tabernacle of glory.
O Son of Man, ponder and reflect. Is it thy wish to die upon thy bed, or to shed thy lifeblood on the dust, a martyr in my path, and so become the manifestation of my command, and the revealer of my light in the highest paradise? Judge thou aright, O servant. O Son of Man, ponder and reflect. Is it thy wish to die upon thy bed, or to shed thy lifeblood on the dust, a martyr in my path, and so become the manifestation of my command, and the revealer of my light in the highest paradise? Judge thou aright, O servant. O Son of Man, by my beauty, to tinge thy hair with thy blood is greater in my sight than the creation of the universe and the light of both worlds. Strive then to attain this, O servant. O Son of Man, by my beauty, to tinge thy hair with thy blood is greater in my sight than the creation of the universe and the light of both worlds. Strive then to attain this, O servant. O Son of Man, for everything there is a sign. The sign of love is fortitude under my decree and patience under my trials. O son of man. For everything there is a sign. The sign of love is fortitude under my decree and patience under my trials.
O son of man, the true lover yearneth for tribulation even as doth the rebel for forgiveness and the sinful for mercy. O son of man, the true lover yearneth for tribulation even as doth the rebel for forgiveness and the sinful for mercy. O son of man, if adversity befall thee not in my path, how canst thou walk in the ways of them that are content with my pleasure? If trials afflict thee, not in thy longing to meet me, how wilt thou attain the light in thy love for my beauty? O son of man, if adversity befall thee not in my path, how canst thou walk in the ways of them that are content with my pleasure? If trials afflict thee, not in thy longing to meet me, how wilt thou attain the light in thy love for my beauty? O son of man, my calamity is my providence. Outwardly it is fire and vengeance, but inwardly it is light and mercy. Hasten thereunto that thou mayest become an eternal light and an immortal spirit. This is my command unto thee, do thou observe it. O son of man, my calamity is my providence. Outwardly it is fire and vengeance, but inwardly it is light and mercy. Hasten thereunto that thou mayest become an eternal light and an immortal spirit. This is my command unto thee, do thou observe it.
O son of man, should prosperity befall thee, rejoice not, and should abasement come upon thee, grieve not, for both shall pass away, and be no more. O son of man, should prosperity befall thee, rejoice not, and should abasement come upon thee, grieve not, for both shall pass away, and be no more. O son of being, if poverty overtake thee, be not sad, for in time the Lord of wealth shall visit thee. Fear not abasement, for glory shall one day rest on thee. Son of being, if poverty overtake thee, be not sad, for in time the Lord of wealth shall visit thee. Fear not abasement, for glory shall one day rest on thee. O son of being, if thine heart be set upon this eternal, imperishable dominion, and this ancient, everlasting life, forsake this mortal and fleeting sovereignty. O son of being, if thine heart be set upon this eternal, imperishable dominion, and this ancient, everlasting life, forsake this mortal and fleeting sovereignty.
O Son of Being, busy not thyself with this world, for with fire we test the gold, and with gold we test our servants. O Son of Being, busy not thyself with this world, for with fire we test the gold, and with gold we test our servants. O Son of Man, thou dost wish for gold, and I desire thy freedom from it. Thou thinkest thyself rich in its possession, and I recognize thy wealth and thy sanctity therefrom. By my life, this is my knowledge, and that is thy fancy. How can my way accord with thine? O Son of Man, thou dost wish for gold, and I desire thy freedom from it. Thou thinkest thyself rich in its possession, and I recognize thy wealth and thy sanctity therefrom. By my life, this is my knowledge, and that is thy fancy. How can my way accord with thine? O Son of Man, bestow my wealth upon my poor, that in heaven thou mayest draw from stores of unfading splendor and treasures of imperishable glory. But by my life, to offer up thy soul is a more glorious thing couldst thou but see with mine eye. O Son of Man, bestow my wealth upon my poor, that in heaven thou mayest draw from stores of unfading splendor and treasures of imperishable glory. But by my life, to offer up thy soul is a more glorious thing couldst thou but see with mine eye.
O Son of Man, the temple of being is my throne, cleanse it of all things, that there I may be established, and there I may abide. O Son of Man, the temple of being is my throne, cleanse it of all things, that there I may be established, and there I may abide. O Son of Being, thy heart is my home, sanctify it for my descent. Thy spirit is my place of revelation, cleanse it for my manifestation. O Son of Being, thy heart is my home, sanctify it for my descent. Thy spirit is my place of revelation, cleanse it for my manifestation. O Son of Man, put thy hand into my bosom, that I may rise above thee, radiant and resplendent. O Son of Man, put thy hand into my bosom, that I may rise above thee, radiant and resplendent.
O Son of Man, ascend unto my heaven, that thou mayest obtain the joy of reunion, and from the chalice of imperishable glory quaff the peerless wine. O Son of Man, ascend unto my heaven, that thou mayest obtain the joy of reunion, and from the chalice of imperishable glory quaff the peerless wine. O Son of Man, many a day hath passed over thee whilst thou hast busied thyself with thy fancies and idle imaginings. How long art thou to slumber on thy bed? Lift up thy head from slumber, for the sun hath risen to the zenith. Haply it may shine upon thee with the light of beauty. O Son of Man, many a day hath passed over thee whilst thou hast busied thyself with thy fancies and idle imaginings. How long art thou to slumber on thy bed? Lift up thy head from slumber, for the sun hath risen to the zenith. Haply it may shine upon thee with the light of beauty. O Son of Man, the light hath shone on thee from the horizon of the sacred mount, and the spirit of enlightenment hath breathed in the Sinai of thy heart. Wherefore, free thyself from the veils of idle fancies and enter into my court, that thou mayest be fit for everlasting life and worthy to meet me. Thus may death not come upon thee, neither weariness nor trouble. O Son of Man, the light hath shone on thee from the horizon of the sacred mount, and the spirit of enlightenment hath breathed in the Sinai of thy heart. Wherefore, free thyself from the veils of idle fancies and enter into my court, that thou mayest be fit for everlasting life and worthy to meet me. Thus may death not come upon thee, neither weariness nor trouble.
O Son of Man, my eternity is my creation, I have created it for thee. Make it the garment of thy temple. My unity is my handiwork, I have wrought it for thee, clothe thyself therewith, that thou mayest be to all eternity the revelation of my everlasting being. O Son of Man, my eternity is my creation, I have created it for thee. Make it the garment of thy temple. My unity is my handiwork, I have wrought it for thee, clothe thyself therewith, that thou mayest be to all eternity the revelation of my everlasting being. O Son of Man, my majesty is my gift to thee, and my grandeur the token of my mercy unto thee. That which beseemeth me none shall understand, nor can anyone recount. Verily, I have preserved it in my hidden storehouses and in the treasuries of my command, as a sign of my loving kindness unto my servants and my mercy unto my people. O Son of Man, my majesty is my gift to thee, and my grandeur the token of my mercy unto thee. That which beseemeth me none shall understand, nor can anyone recount. Verily, I have preserved it in my hidden storehouses and in the treasuries of my command, as a sign of my loving kindness unto my servants and my mercy unto my people. O children of the divine and invisible essence, ye shall be hindered from loving me, and souls shall be perturbed as they make mention of me. For minds cannot grasp me, nor hearts contain me. O children of the divine and invisible essence, ye shall be hindered from loving me, and souls shall be perturbed as they make mention of me. For minds cannot grasp me, nor hearts contain me.
O Son of Beauty, by my spirit and by my favor, by my mercy and by my beauty, all that I have revealed unto thee with the tongue of power, and have written for thee with the pen of might, hath been in accordance with thy capacity and understanding, not with my state and the melody of my voice. O Son of Beauty, by my spirit and by my favor, by my mercy and by my beauty, all that I have revealed unto thee with the tongue of power, and have written for thee with the pen of might, hath been in accordance with thy capacity and understanding, not with my state and the melody of my voice. O children of men, know ye not why we created you all from the same dust? That no one should exalt himself over the other. Ponder at all times in your hearts how ye were created. Since we have created you all from one same substance, it is incumbent on you to be even as one soul, to walk with the same feet, eat with the same mouth, and dwell in the same land, that from your inmost being, by your deeds and actions, the signs of oneness and the essence of detachment may be made manifest. Such is my counsel to you, O concourse of light. Heed ye this counsel, that ye may obtain the fruit of holiness from the tree of wondrous glory. O children of men, know ye not why we created you all from the same dust? That no one should exalt himself over the other. Ponder at all times in your hearts how ye were created. Since we have created you all from one same substance, it is incumbent on you to be even as one soul, to walk with the same feet, eat with the same mouth, and dwell in the same land, that from your inmost being, by your deeds and actions, the signs of oneness and the essence of detachment may be made manifest. Such is my counsel to you, O concourse of light. Heed ye this counsel, that ye may obtain the fruit of holiness from the tree of wondrous glory. Ye sons of spirit, ye are my treasury, for in you I have treasured the pearls of my mysteries and the gems of my knowledge. Guard them from the strangers amidst my servants and from the ungodly amongst my people. O ye sons of spirit, ye are my treasury, for in you I have treasured the pearls of my mysteries and the gems of my knowledge. Guard them from the strangers amidst my servants and from the ungodly amongst my people.
O son of him that stood by his own entity in the kingdom of his self, know thou, that I have wafted unto thee all the fragrances of holiness, have fully revealed to thee my word, have perfected through thee my bounty, and have desired for thee that which I have desired for myself. Be then content with my pleasure and thankful unto me. O son of him that stood by his own entity in the kingdom of his self, know thou, that I have wafted unto thee all the fragrances of holiness, have fully revealed to thee my word, have perfected through thee my bounty, and have desired for thee that which I have desired for myself. Be then content with my pleasure and thankful unto me. O Son of Man, write all that we have revealed unto thee with the ink of light upon the tablet of thy spirit. Should this not be in thy power, then make thine ink of the essence of thy heart. If this thou canst not do, then write with that crimson ink that hath been shed in my path. Sweeter indeed is this to me than all else, that its light may endure forever. O Son of Man, write all that we have revealed unto thee with the ink of light upon the tablet of thy spirit. Should this not be in thy power, then make thine ink of the essence of thy heart. If this thou canst not do, then write with that crimson ink that hath been shed in my path. Sweeter indeed is this to me than all else, that its light may endure forever.